If you are listening to this, you may know about us. Or about our pants, anyway. If you do, you can skip ahead. If you don't, hang here with me for a minute. I'll try to make it painless. You may say, I don't want to listen to a book about pants, and I can understand how you feel. In England, when they say pants, they mean underwear. Did you know that? But trust me, these are epic pants. These pants have the stunning power to transform four ordinary teenage girls into raving beauties, living lives of astonishing adventure, not to mention causing delicious young men to fall constantly at their feet. Okay, I exaggerate. They don't actually do that. But they do hold us together when we're apart. They make us feel secure and loved. They walk us to places we wouldn't otherwise dare to go. They help us know which boys are worthy and which ones are not. They make us better people and better friends. All this, I swear, is true. And they look good along the way. Who are we? We are we. We have always been we. Sometimes we are us. Grammatically, it's just a fact. It's all thanks to Gilda's Gym in Bethesda, Maryland, for offering a prenatal aerobics class roughly 18 years ago. My mom, Carmen's mom, Lena's mom, and Bee's mom bounded and sweated through a long, pregnant summer, and then they each gave birth to a baby girl, plus a baby boy in Bee's mom's case, in September. As far as I can tell, in those first few years, our mothers raised us more like a litter of puppies than as actual individual children. It was later that our mothers started to grow apart. How can I describe the four of us? Let's use the metaphor of cars. Carmen would be a torqued-up cherry red gas guzzler with a V8 engine and four-wheel drive. She can make a mess of things, but she's a lot of fun. She sticks to the road, and she's got mad acceleration. Lena would get good gas mileage, like one of those hybrid cars. She would be easy on the environment and, of course, easy on the eyes. She would have state-of-the-art GPS, but it would be wrong sometimes. She would have airbags. Bee would have no airbags. She might not have bumpers. She might not even have brakes. She would go a million miles an hour. She would be an ocean blue Ferrari minus the brakes. And I, Tibby, would be a bike. No, just kidding. I am old enough to drive, damn it. What would I be? I would be a muscular Plymouth Duster, dark green, with a picky transmission. Okay, maybe that's just what I'd want to be, but I'm the one writing this, so I get to decide. The pants first came to us at the perfect moment. That is, when we were splitting up for the first time. It was two summers ago when they first worked their magic, and last summer when they shook up our lives once again. You see, we don't wear the pants year-round. We let them rest during the year, so they are extra powerful when summer comes. There was the time this winter when Carmen wore them to her mom's wedding, but that was a special case. We thought it was a big deal 2 years ago, our first summer apart. Now, we're facing our last summer together. Tomorrow, we graduate from high school. In September, we go to college. And it's not like one of those TV shows where all of us magically turn up at the same college. We are going to four different schools in three different cities, but all within 4 hours of one another. That was our one rule. Bee is the sloppiest student of us four, and she got into every school she applied to. Can you say all-American? She chose Brown. Lena decided, against her parents' advice, to go to art school at the Rhode Island School of Design. Carmen is going to Williams, just as she always dreamed, and I am starting film school at NYU. As life changes go, it's really, really big. If you're my dad, you say, hey, you'll see each other at Thanksgiving. But if you're me, you realize that life as we've known it is over. Our shared childhood is ending. Maybe we'll never live at home again. Maybe we'll never all live in the same place again. We're headed off to start our real lives. To me, that is awe-inspiring, but it is also the single scariest thought in the world. Tomorrow night at Gilda's, we'll launch the pants on their third summer voyage. Tomorrow begins the time of our lives. It's when we'll need our pants the most.